Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Radical Muslims bombed a Cairo Coptic cathedral targeting Christians because they are Christians. But this is just one of many attacks against people of faith, particularly Christians and Jews and other religious minorities. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. One of the individuals who went into the church after this bomb occurred, it was toward the end of the service, in Cairo at a Coptic church, said, quote, "I saw a headless woman being carried away. Everyone was in a state of shock. We were scooping up people's flesh off the floor." The sights and the sounds, the smell are just unbelievable for those who were able to see these horrible pictures, this horrible carnage of humanity. Why were these bombs put in this church? Because they were Christians. This was on a Sunday. It killed a number of people. It was by radical Muslims, better devout Muslims, that were carrying out radical jihad against Christians. And, you know, this situation is intolerable. It's happening around the world. Liberty Counsel's got a ministry called Liberty Relief International to help persecuted Christians in situations like this around the world. I am so glad that as we move into this new administration, Holly, that we'll have a United States of America that will stand with our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. You know, I just in reading this story, it's just unbelievable. This other another person that was inside the cathedral when the blast took place said, "As soon as the priest called us to prepare for prayer, the explosion happened. It took place. The dust covered the hall, and I was looking for the door. Although I couldn't see anything, I managed to leave in the middle of screams, and there were a lot of people thrown on the floor. There were children. What have they done to deserve this?" You know, and I think here in America, we deal with persecution and we deal with a lot of issues, but I don't think we really understand at this point what it's like to experience something like this for our faith.
It's awful what we're, you know, we have discrimination in the United States of America. We do have things like this.
I mean, 9/11, we can compare
we
that
9/11,
perhaps.
We have 9/11, we have San Bernardino, we have
right.
Orlando, we have right. other places around the country.
And they're all devastating.
And unfortunately, they all have one common link. You know, what we see happening over in the Middle East is, in fact, coming here. It actually has hit here as recently as, you know, not long ago in our own country, different pockets throughout the country. You know, President Obama was speaking to some military late last year, and he said one of the things that he's proud of as a legacy is that we've never had any attack of terrorism here in the United States since he's been on watch.
That's total denial.
I don't know what in the world he is thinking.
Yeah.
We've had a number of attacks, and they've all been by these radical, or most of them have been by radical Islamics. He hasn't been able to identify them because he can't use the word radical Islam, but that has happened on his watch. It's happened from the West Coast to the East Coast, from California to Florida.
Yeah, it just makes you want to shudder when you hear him or someone saying, well, Islam is a peaceful religion, and then you see something like this, or you see what's happened in Orlando or, you know, these other 9/11. You know, there's nothing peaceful about that. That is destruction in the name of Allah.
Yeah, it is. You know, a device containing about 20 or 44 pounds, I guess, of the explosive TNT detonated on a woman's side of the cathedral, as the cathedral was separated, apparently. And security video of that has now been able to see the carnage and what has happened. You know, the fact of the matter is these individuals have one thing in common. They are carrying out the literal words of the Quran.
Right.
Not all Muslims are obviously going to commit terror, but all these terrorists have one thing in common, and that is they're Muslims. And they're committing it in the name of their religion, in the name of their God, It is something that is incompatible with Western civilization, with Judeo-Christian values.
Right.
And it has been that way from the very beginning. Muhammad ultimately has never established, contrary to George W. Bush, a religion of peace. It's always been a religion of aggression.
Exactly. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, we are very encouraged about the new administration coming in. And, you know, in his stand against this and his pro-Israel stand, you know, we really pray that he will hold to those promises. On the other hand, you know, the Democratic Party, they've elected Keith Allison, who is a proclaimed Muslim. So that is rather frightening. So we need to continue to stand for these Christian principles and keep, you know, the Trump administration accountable for what he has promised.
Yeah, this is the bombing occurred at the Coptic Orthodox Church in Egypt. And in fact, the Coptic Orthodox Church is the largest Christian church in Egypt and the Middle East's biggest Christian community. Coptic Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's 90 million people. They've long complained of discrimination under successive Egyptian leaders. The Foreign Office has warned British tourists in the area to remain vigilant at all times and to follow the advice of local security officials. You know, President Obama in 2009 went to Cairo, which is the birthplace of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the mother of most of these pro-Muslim jihadist organizations throughout the world, including the mother of the terrorist organizations that are headquartered in Gaza Strip in Israel. That's where all this began in the 1920s. The Muslim Brotherhood has been banned politically. Now, under the new leadership, it was banned before. There was an overthrow. President Obama, when he goes over to Egypt in 2009, the Muslim Brotherhood was banned as a political party. He invited the Muslim Brotherhood to come hear his speech. And he did not invite the president of Egypt to come. And he's in his own country. So he made a political statement. The Muslim Brotherhood overthrew the leadership and went into chaos. Fortunately, the people pushed back and they were eventually overthrown again. Now the Muslim Brotherhood is outlawed again as a political party in Egypt. But, you know, as we move forward, Holly, I'm so glad that we're moving past the Obama administration.
Absolutely.
And that we're in a new administration that will take radical Islam seriously and really help stop this carnage around the world. We're going to have some difficult times that we face, because when you push back, they're going to push back. But I tell you what, if you compromise with them, they're going to continue to dominate. And that's what Obama did. He ultimately, I think, encouraged by his passiveness, this kind of surge of radical Islam throughout the world. Liberty Council has a ministry called Liberty Relief International. We began it in 2014, officially launched it in January of 2015. And it is a ministry that you can go to. It's libertyreliefinternational.org. You can also go to lc.org to get to it, libertyreliefinternational.org or lc.org. And it's a ministry, if you want to be able to stretch your faith around the world and encourage and be a part of helping persecuted Christians, like the people in Egypt, like the people in Syria and Aleppo and other places in Iraq, those individuals that are being persecuted for their Christian faith, you can work with, partner with Liberty Relief International. We work with organizations on the ground to provide food, shelter, housing, so they can have a place to sleep. I mean, these are people living in horrible situations.
Right.
They have no source of income. Also helping with training so that they can provide independent resources for themselves, and with Bibles and spiritual counseling as well. So you can go to libertyreliefinternational.org or lc.org to get to Liberty Relief International.
You know, God calls us as the church to make a difference in this world, whether it's praying, speaking up for these issues, these horrible things that are happening, or to be able to reach out and help these Christians in other countries with the basic needs they have.
So, you know, we can complain about the government, and certainly we need to hold the government accountable. Certainly the last one has been atrocious on this issue. We need to hold the Trump administration accountable. I'm very positive and glad to see some of the people that Donald Trump is putting around himself on this issue of securing America and battling against Islam. But on the other hand, the church needs to speak up. And
Absolutely.
We can't just simply point fingers at people in Washington, D.C. and say bad things about what they're doing or not doing. The church needs to come in and fill the gap. And one of the things that I think is concerning when I travel to Israel, talk to government leaders there, other leaders, They're concerned that the Christian community is not vocal. They're silent on the persecution of our brothers and sisters. And when they ask those questions, it's hard to respond. If you want to be a part of something positive, join us with Liberty Relief International. Go to libertyreliefinternational.org or lc.org. Help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.